what your line went through unless you took a bicycle tie and run it, cut you a 2 foot piece of that off, or about 2 foot, and run your line through that. They'll last longer that way than they will in that small level. Because with the small level, they'd be pulling up and down on the side of the trace chain. And from that, you went on down to the field, and your plow had a 2 foot or two of that equivalent single tree, and that was fastened to the plow beam. He was either using a big turn plow or single scooter or scooter and a scrape.
What's that now?
That's the long concern that you plow the ground flat after the crop gets on up. Or either you're plowing with a mold board, which is a wings.
What terms did you use to tell the mule to turn left and right?
Well, to the right was G and the left was haw. Pull it, that'll stop.
Uh-huh.
And the last thing I trained when I said that, now he'd freeze. He wouldn't go another inch. If you ever heard you say hold it, he was stopped, and you just might as well be yourself, didn't you, to run over the plow?
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. A lot of people think an old mule, he's dumb. They think he hadn't got much sense. But now the most of them got more sense than the man working it. That's fact. Because if you treat one right and show him that you love it, give him sugar occasionally along in lumps out of your pocket, just let him eat it. And ward him at the right time, that's before you came out early in the morning, in about 9:30 in the morning. And treat him right while you're out there plowing, you can talk to him and do exactly what you tell him. Anytime you call him. Now you whip one, beat him and knock him around, you got to keep it up all the time you're working him. Well, that's too much trouble. And when I wanted one to pull a real heavy load, I'd holler woo. And they'd press right into the load, and yeah, it would go. Now if you hollered that very loud, he'd tear something up because he was going to run into it then. But if you told him calm, he'd go into it right on off. And a lot of people use muzzles on them. Well, after I got mine trained like I wanted him, I didn't care a muzzle to the field. You could turn him around at the end, turn around, let him stand back in the corn high in his head, he wouldn't bite it. But now the average mule would tear up creation if you turned him loose out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying, if you feed him and water him and treat him right, you haven't got to worry about him at all. Because I never had one to, fail me the whole time I was using it. The first one I trained, I was about 9 or 10 years old. My daddy bought one. I believe he bought this mule either 1920 or 21. I've forgotten. It was one of those years. And they brought it home from town. They got Potato Creek at Delray. They had to beat him and drag him across the bridge. He just had the mule skinned up and she just went outlaw. Put a half a dozen grown men in the lot and she'd kill you if you didn't get out of the way. She just rolled, lay her ears down on her neck and here she'd come. Well, they went along right away 3 or 4 months. You couldn't do nothing with her. Yeah. I got toting apples out to the barn. Climb up on the fence and let her come eat them out of my hand. And my daddy caught me one day out there. I didn't know, they slipped up on me. I didn't know there was nowhere about. Well, I was in the lot. Me and her both was in the lot, but I was sitting on her back, didn't have nothing on her, not nothing.